Welcome to the Step Up Your Business podcast. This is a weekly show brought to you by the Business Advisory Center Durham. In these episodes, we'll talk about everything to do with business, how to get started, how to grow your business. You'd meet some of our clients that we work with and upcoming events that are going on in our region. We'd love you to join us every week and hopefully take away something that you can implement into your business. Even though we are in the Durham region, a lot of the business advice and information is applicable to all businesses. Thank you and stay tuned. Hello, hello, everybody. It's Teresa Shaver from the Business Advisory Center Durham. And today I'm happy to have Ashley Bain from the Oshawa Chamber. Hi, Ashley.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Ashley, tell us what you do at the Oshawa Chamber.
Yeah, so I am the business development manager. So anything that has to do with our members and membership, I look after. And then I also do our advertising and marketing, and then our events as well. Right now for our event coordinator position, we don't have anyone in there. So I'm kind of that as well. A lot of balls in the air.
That's pretty busy, Ashley.
Busy.
Tell me what you love about it. What do you love about working in that role?
I love just meeting with members and businesses and talking about their business, which is their passion. So it's always great conversations. And then especially now, everyone's kind of up in the air with where their business is going. So it's great to help them that way and give them resources and stuff like that just to get them going.
I love it. So I used to work at the Chamber of Commerce myself. So from 2007 to 2012, I worked at the Whitby Chamber in a similar role to you. And that was one of my most favorite times, meeting all the businesses and hearing about their stories and what they do in the community. It really was a very rewarding job. I still have, you know, lifelong friends from that. So for me, it's something I always look at so fondly. You know, we work so hard to help our members to be successful. So I love that. Ashley, I'd love you to tell our listeners what the benefits are of being part of a chamber.
Yeah, so our chamber right now has just roughly 700 members. So they range from bigger businesses like the 407 and Via Rail down to smaller mom and pop shops. So we have Rainbow Restaurant that's just across from our office, Lava Yoga that's up the street. So it really is a sense of community. You get to network and promote your business to the Durham region. We do have members outside, so you could potentially get to the GTA, but we really like to focus on Durham. And then we do have a lot of member-only perks. So we offer 2 free networking events a month just for our members. And then we offer health benefits. If that's not available through your current role, you can get onto that. We offer advertising, networking, a whole bunch of things that just help you promote and network your business.
Right. I always think that's really, really important. If your business is local and you want to get to know who the local businesses are, that it's such a good opportunity to meet them. I also think that even if you're a business who needs help, like say you're processing a lot of credit cards, you can get great credit card rates through the chamber. And I think you even get a gas card, like you can get some savings on a gas card.
Yeah, we offer our SO gas card, which saves you 3.5 cents on every liter. And then we do have our First Data merchant service, which offers you the credit card savings as well. So if a lot of your clients are using that, that adds up, it saves you on your end.
Right, right. And I also find it's a great place to find suppliers and vendors and friends, you know, never mind I'm getting business, but I'm getting friends through it as well. So
yeah, we find that our members have both of those where you just get to know people and then, I know I need a printer. I know so-and-so connection. And you do end up making a lot of friends through it as well, not just business connections.
That's very true. I'd love you to also share a little bit about your free networking events that you have. So once you're a member, it just walk people through what those would look like.
Yeah, so they're called our What's Brewing events. We're actually hosting one with you, Teresa, for Do It in Durham during that week. Yes. So they are an hour networking. It's very casual. We used to do one in the morning, one in the afternoon at a local cafe and a restaurant. But obviously with the pandemic, things look a little different. So we're doing them both virtually online. They're at 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. And we usually have about 20, 25 members on the call. And we have a facilitator. So there's usually a business topic and we just go around the room, and if you need help brainstorming or you have a something in your office that you want to, you know, like you said on our podcast, two brains are better than one. So if you need 25 brains to help you figure something out, it's a really good networking and connection opportunity.
I agree. I did attend, and Peter Bocking was facilitating the one I attended. So I thought it was really good. It was good to meet people that I don't often see. And so to chat with them. And I, one of the things I found through the pandemic so far is that you can be quite isolated as a business if you're just focusing on your business and you're not doing any networking. So there's a lot of opportunities for virtual networking right now that I think, you know, don't discount it because it's virtual. I think there's still an opportunity for people to connect and get to know each other. And I know that the Oshford Chamber has some really great events. How long has the Oshford Chamber been in operation now?
We've been in operation since 1928.
Wonderful.
So slowly creeping up to that 100th year. So that's really exciting for us. But we've been around supporting business for longer than I think most people recognize.
Right, right. It is a long time. And can you just imagine what it would have been like in the 1920s?
I know. We actually have the original like declaration hung up in our boardroom. So it has the original signing members who created the chamber. And then I think it said we had roughly 500 members back then. So
wow.
So we've grown quite a bit since then. Yeah.
That's very cool. I'm excited to hear that. Tell me about the Oshawa Chamber. How has the pandemic affected you?
Yeah, so we are a not-for-profit organization, and we answer to our board of directors as well. We don't get any government grants or funding, so we are solely operating on funds that we get through membership and sponsorship. So just with the COVID-19, I'm sure everyone's aware it affected everybody. We can't host events in person.
Right.
Everyone's budgets kind of have had to take a toll, and usually people cut sponsorship or events. So it has affected us that way, but like every business, we pivoted and we're doing the online events. We have a couple speakers coming up in November and all that fun stuff, but we're working from our home offices right now. And then once the numbers start going back down, we should be back in the office.
That's good to hear. Tell me about some of your upcoming events. I'd love to share that.
Yeah. So we, as I said, our usual What's Brewing, that happens twice a month. And then we're just about to put it out and announce it, but we do have the Deputy Premier and Minister of Health, Christine Elliott, coming out, a hot topic to talk about that in November. And then we are looking at a special speaker for our final Women in Business. We do host a Women in Business series throughout the year that supports women in business. So we are looking at a speaker for that. And then we have our 25th Annual Business Excellence Awards, which much different this year for our 25th year, but that will be virtual live stream where we present our chosen businesses to members.
That's fantastic. I'm looking forward to that. I have attended it over the years for sure. So I'm looking forward to that. I do love the spread that you put on virtually when you did it, as when you put it on at the Jubilee. I think yours is one of my favorite ones to attend.
Oh, thank you.
I love the food, and you have this great like appetizer bar in the beginning, and
I said it's gonna definitely look different this year because we usually pick a theme and we go all out, so it's definitely different virtual, but we definitely wanted to still host that event just so we could recognize those businesses that have been doing a lot of great work in our community, especially now more than ever.
Right. Now, this topic might not be a topic you know that much about, but I'm sure you know a little bit about it. What about how does the chamber advocate on behalf of businesses?
Yeah, so our CEO is in constant communications with the city of Oshawa, so our mayor, and then our regional chair, John Henry. And then we are also in close connections with Queen's Park as well. So we do advocate that way. And we had, wrote a few letters before, just when the hydro costs were going to go up during the pandemic, we were on the side of they should bring it back down. Things like that were always advocacy, but that is more so Nancy and the GR committee. They do a great job.
Right.
Seeing what's coming down the pipe.
But I think if businesses want to know, one of the, you know, benefits of joining is that you are the voice of business, and that people will, you know, as a member, your vote matters, and they advocate on your behalf, which I think is a, you know, not a lot of organizations do that. So
Nancy does a great job at that. She's in connections with everybody. And then, like I said, we have our GR committee that helps her dictate what topics or things that are coming up that are important for us to have our voice in there and speak on behalf of our members.
Very true. So I didn't want to take too much of your time. I thought a short interview would be better than no interview, and then people could get to know a little bit about you. I will add Ashley's contact information in our episode notes so that if you need to get hold of her and buy a membership, now is a great time to join the chamber. They need our support as well, but also it's an opportunity for your business to grow by being part of a chamber that markets your business and gives you opportunities to market. So thank you, Ashley, for being with me today. I appreciate it, and I wish you a great day.
Thank you for being a guest today on our podcast. This is Teresa Shaver signing off from the Business Advisory Center, Durham, and we hope that you will join us next week. Take care, guys.